531. On Monday, the Queen's Birthday Honours List 2020 was announced, and members of our Pasifika community from across the country were part of the list for services to health, poetry and the arts, youth and cycling, to name a few. This morning on Pacific Breakfast, we're blessed to be joined by two of this year's honorees, recipients. Tofilau Bernadette Barbara Pereira of Auckland for services to the Pacific community and women, and Ms. Barbara Frances Alalatoa of Auckland for services to education. Tofilau is the National President of Pasifika Inc., New Zealand's fourth largest non-governmental organisation, and has widely worked in the public sector and the community. Barbara chaired the Education Council of Aotearoa New Zealand from 2015 until 2019, and is the Principal at Sylvia Park School in Auckland. They join us now for more, Barbara via Zoom and Tofilau via the phone. Thank you both so much for joining us this morning, sisters.
You're welcome.
And
thank you. And can we say, firstly, congratulations to you both as well. Barbara, Tofilau, congratulations, congratulations. Barbara, shall we begin with you firstly? Tell us how it feels and the reaction from your family.
It sounds like such a cliche, but it feels amazing. And as much as it feels amazing, it also feels like incredibly humbling. But every time I feel like I want to go and hide behind a rock, I just think that, you know, so many times honours like these are not really about the individual, but they're really a recognition of all the amazing people that I've been lucky enough to be working with along my career. So, yeah, amazing.
And Tofilau, for you?
Yeah, fatalo fatu lau sunga Brian ma alonso fo lau lele. Yeah, fatalo fatu foi ile mamalu a wale fa sau sunga Samoa. Yeah, ma le Pasifika ile nei taeo matanga o fia o esele ma lulu a Brian. Ta alofa lava. Well, I just want to also say a little bit in terms of what, and it connects to what Barbara had just said. You know, there's a well-read and known alanga upo proverb in the fa Samoa, and that is a foine ele sili le tai ilo le tapuai. Ele sili le tai ilo le tapuai. And loosely what this means is, and as Barbara said, your accolade or the recognition at this stage of your life is really a culmination of that very fundamental support, the sanction, and all of the blessings that come with you from your circle of aina, from your nu'u, from your village, from your country, and of course from your peers, and particularly in the context of this particular accolade, it's in the context of my aina Pasifika, particularly the Pacific women here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. And of course, as they say, o mita mitanga ia, o neitangata, we are truly humbled by this recognition. And my recognition is not just me, it's all those people that have contributed in the work that I have done in the past, both in Samoa, in the Pacific region, and now in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Whaftai.
Whaftai tere lava. For yourselves, Barbara, I want to go back to you firstly. You've been honoured for services to education, to Pacific community and education. Tell us a little bit about your story. You know, where it all started for you in terms of your, you know, journey in education, and why you are so passionate about education and about, you know, educating our next generation of Pasifika in particular.
I think if I go, you know, I go back many decades, you know, I think about, you know, my father came from Samoa, and education has always been important in our family. He used to line us all up when we were little as a family growing up in Ōtara, and he used to say, we have to say our name, our age, and what profession we're going to be in. And it was always the medical profession or the legal profession. But teaching was never kind of up there, wasn't he? He didn't see it as, you know, something to strive towards. And, you know, we had a sort of reasonable education, I suppose, but I saw, you know, so many incredible people that I went to school with being underserved. Māori and Pacific kids, incredible people who really, you know, didn't get a good deal at school. And school can have a, you know, an impact that lasts for a lifetime. So, you know, I was a bit lazy when I was back at school, and I heard that if you went to train as a teacher, you didn't have to do exams. So I was right in for that. So I went off to Teachers Training College, and then I started teaching, and I just fell in love with it. I just, and it made me reflect on my own life, you know, growing up in Ōtara Māori, and thinking what a powerful determinant in a positive way it can be for our people. And I was just driven by that, and I've never not been driven to think about the way in which we can make education serve our children, serve our families, so they have the kind of outcomes that mean that they can have choices galore like everybody else. But I just want to just what Tuwhi La was saying about, you know, these honours in the context of the Pacific. They're so important, you know, like it's... I think for us that work in large Pacific communities, things like this, I think, are so important for our children to see. And if they see us doing these sorts of things, then this becomes a destiny for them. They, you know, that's like, she can do it, I can do it. So, you know, there are so many levels of why it's so wonderful to be honoured in this way.
Thank you, Barbara. And for yourself, Tuwhi Lau, honoured for services to our, you know, Pasifika community, as well as women, current president of, you know, Pasifika Inc. Talk to me, please, as with Barbara, share a little bit about your story and why you are so passionate, especially in, about empowering our Pasifika women, please.
Well, my story it goes back to Samoa, where I was raised, where I grew up, and where I was educated in the earlier formative years of one's life, and where I had witnessed at a very early age my grandmother, who inspired me so much. And I think my introduction to women's committees was through her when I was about 7, 8, 10 years old, where I used to run after her and go and witness what she was always up to. Every end of the weekend, these women will get together and gather. And from there, very early on, it kind of instilled in me, wow, you know, now in here, and you reflect back and you say, we talk about strategies, we talk about our aspirations here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, we talk about the plans and so forth. But do you know what? Way back then, I better not say how long, about 30, 40 years back then, the women in the villages, Ile Inu, Malala Whanga, had it. They met, they discussed, they planned, they strategized how to develop their āingas and their nu'u, their alala whanga. So very early, all these concepts are now coming full circle, and I had witnessed it way back in Samoa in a village setting where I used to see my grandmother. She would lead a group of women in the village when they did not appreciate some of the rulings that was coming from, you know, the chiefs or of a li'ima, mamatai of a village. And then they will congregate as women, and they will input, and they will plan, and they will strategize, and then they will seek an audience with the Council of Chiefs to provide their perspective. So you see, it was way back then. So I guess that instilled, it stuck with me for a while, and so I'm not surprised. And it's part of my DNA, you know, growing up as a Pacific woman and as a Samoan woman, for that matter, and having witnessed and seen the influence, the contribution, the power, the intelligence that women in Samoa, and I'm sure this is shared by all of the other Pacific nations as well, had contributed to the formation of the island nations and countries. And so, and therefore it also instilled in me the desire and the passion to continue to work for our communities, for our people, because who better to articulate and illustrate and advocate for the interests and for the aspirations and particularly the needs of our own Pacific people, but ourselves. So it's through that journey, and I have always been involved in the people sector, so to speak. So, yeah.
Awesome. And finally, for you both this morning, Barbara, you know, a time like this where you've been honoured and you've already alluded to those that have, you know, paved the way for yourself, both you and Tofilau. Barbara, firstly, you know, people that you would like to acknowledge and, you know, final words of encouragement to our Pasifika community tuning in this morning, please.
So many people. I think particularly for this honour, you know, I was... I think my greatest talent has always been to get myself attached to incredible groups of people. One of those was the Education Council board members and from 2015 to 2019. Just an incredibly diverse group of people, culturally, socially, politically. But, you know, it's amazing what you can do with multiple perspectives when you have a singular focus, which is about supporting ways in which we raise the quality of teaching so our kids get the best outcomes. The other group of people that I have been privileged to work with is the people on the Tomorrow Schools Task Force. You know, some of the hardest work I've ever done in my life, but, you know, courage in spades. And of course, my Sylvia Park school whānau here, just incredible. Sometimes I come and go doing these other jobs and, you know, they just... they keep on being awesome, and especially the kids and the families that you know, come here. Lots of them from Tonga, from Samoa, and all other parts of the world. Just the most amazing, you know, what do you call it? Always up for it, always positive about, you know, what we can do as a collective that we couldn't do apart. Yeah.
And final words to our Pasifika tuning in this morning, especially our young Pasifika daughters, the world changers of tomorrow.
Yeah. You are powerful. You are powerful. And I tell you, if I can do it, anybody can do it. All these things are in your reach. And if anybody tells you that they aren't, you know that they are not worth anything.
Thank you, Barbara. And for yourself, Tofilau?
For me, it's always been a privilege to work with in the space of Pacific people and Pacific, you know, elders and so forth. And really, it's really about recognizing the talent that is there and pathwaying and working towards pushing, encouraging, and empowering our young leaders, our young women in this context to come through. You know, there's a lot of talent here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I am so encouraged when I see the young students and some of them that you have had on your program, Brian, how articulate, how so confident they are. And it's that talent, it's that those young people, young leaders that are emerging, that we are constantly, we as a movement of Pacifica women, are constantly working and mentoring to bring them through, to make sure that that there are no obstacles hindering their coming through. And one of the key things, practical things that we do as an organization of Pacifica, is that we have a scholarship fund that is issued to women, young leaders who are trying to further their education in the tertiary level, also for women or mothers that are seeking a re-upskilling of their skills to return back to tertiary learning or to better their skills. So the Pacifica has this fund, and of which we all fundraise yearly to keep adding to the fund so that a lot more of our young minds can have the opportunity. The other thing that we've been always advocating for is there's no point in us, we've got the collective, we've got our critical mass here, but we also need to make sure that we support and encourage our people to be visible, to have a voice, to be included around the tables where decisions are being made for us, and therefore we need to participate at those governance levels. And that's why I'm quite grateful to Lafeonga Aupito in his position as the Minister for Pacific Peoples, that he sees these and provide the opportunities for our young women, our young people to continue to come through and take up their rightful positions in our nation here in Aotearoa. So it's all about encouraging, recognizing, and making sure that we allow the young people and the new emerging leadership to come through. And finally, may I just say that I just want to add to what you've said earlier in your introduction, Brian, that I too join with you and others in acknowledging and congratulating all of our recipients of the honours from the Queen in 2020, Malo le ngalulue, Malo le tau mafai. Yeah, and a big shout out to my Pacifica sisters up and down the motu. This is our day, this is our award, and may we continue to flourish and participate in nation building. Mahalo, faftai lava.
Faftai tili lava. Barbara Alaalatoa, Tofi Lau, Bernadette Pereira, two of our amazing Pacifica community honoured in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List. Thank you both for joining us this morning. And Barbara, your friend there for a few seconds joining us as well. Bless you both. Thank you so much for the incredible, inspirational work that you do every day in humility and in service of our, you know, our Pacifica, our wider community, and of course to the next generation. Bless you both so much, your families. Congratulations again. God bless and keep up the amazing work. Whaftai tere lava. Thank you both.
Yep. Mahalo, whaftai, Brian.
Mahalo.
It is 19 minutes to 8. Coming up next, we will speak with Dr. Stephen Hoadley, Associate Professor at the University of Auckland, on Global Politics Roundup. 5:31 PM Pacific, people together.